Welcome to another edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month's journal is a special issue on perceptual quality of systems, based on contributions to a workshop that took place in Germany in September of 2010. Authors of those contributions were asked to extend their manuscripts, and the resulting papers were reviewed for this special issue, edited by one of the workshop organizers, Erkin Altinsoy. Of the 13 papers accepted for publication, we're publishing 8 in this issue, which leaves the 5 concerned with speech for a subsequent month. Jens Blauert and Ute Jekosch introduce a layer model of sound quality, while Altinsoy and Jekosch look into the semantic space of vehicle sounds. There's an excursion into the novel field called emoacoustics by Erkin Ausute and his colleagues, which is a study of emotional sound design, the way in which physical properties of sound can affect our emotional responses. Adrian Bana discusses the perceived sound quality of small loudspeakers, increasingly important because they are installed in all sorts of consumer devices, such as laptops, televisions, and smartphones. There are several investigations into relationships between sound perception and tactile or touch responses, with a paper from Altinsoy on the quality of auditory tactile virtual environments, and one from Sebastian Merschel and his colleagues that goes under the title Touch the Sound. Alexander Lindau and Fabian Brinkman report on the differences in perceived coloration that arise when using headphone compensation for binaural synthesis, a topic of increasing importance now that binaural processing is increasingly being used for spatial rendering in multimedia products. Finally, Raymond Schatz, Sebastian Egger, and Catherine Mercier shed light on the effects of subject fatigue in listening tests, a topic much discussed but rarely demonstrated in the form of clear experimental results. There's a European AES convention coming up soon. From April 26th through the 29th, this time in Budapest, Hungary, with a great lineup of workshops, tutorials, masterclasses, and technical papers. See what's on offer in this month's convention preview on page 76 of the journal. It's also time to get your thinking cap on, because the call for papers is out for the 133rd convention, taking place later this year in San Francisco. With a deadline in mid-May, why not consider bringing the results of your work before the world's audio community at the biggest gathering of the year? This month's journal sees the publication of the Technical Council's Substantial Technology Trends Report, which includes easy-to-digest information on the state-of-the-art in a wide range of audio fields covered by the technical committees. It's an excellent way to bring yourself up to date on the way in which technology developments are affecting applications from game audio to transducer design. Our feature article goes behind the scenes in the record company vaults to discover whether a pound of cure is better than an ounce of prevention when it comes to the archiving and preservation of audio material. Francis Rumsey reports on workshops held in New York, where experts explained how old recordings are big business for the reissue market, as well as what techniques are used to ensure that recordings are preserved and processed with the highest quality. Alongside news of AES section activities over the past few months, we publish obituaries for Terry Denbrook and Miloslav Kulan. Denbrook spent his life in broadcasting, principally as chief engineer at KUOW for 35 years, as well as founding a local AES chapter. Kulan was an AES Life member who founded the Czech section and spent his life as a sound engineer for the label Superphone, earning numerous awards for his recordings. His last recorded message to his friends, played at his funeral, included the moving line, "My dear friends, life is very beautiful. Do not rush to meet me." Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal entirely dedicated to audio engineering on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.